Grief Healing Through Music. Thank you so much for signing up for my course. We're going to begin our first lesson with my song, So Real. I'll start by reading the lyrics, and then I'll talk about my song. This morning when I woke up, it slipped my mind. You are not here with me anymore. I smiled when I thought of your gentle, warm laughter and dreamt of my next carefree moment with you. It all seems so real. It all seems so real. Until I remembered, I thought it was real. Here I could feel. Here I could feel. Until I remembered, your absence was real. This morning when I woke up, it slipped my mind. You are not here with me anymore. There were so many things I wanted to tell you. I thought it could wait. There was plenty of time. 'Cause it all seems so real. It all seems so real. Until I remembered, I thought it was real. Here I could feel. Here I could feel. Until I remembered, your absence was real. This morning when I woke up, I felt you close by. I still heard your voice, and my heart felt so full. Then I recalled all the things that had happened. The moment was gone, dreaming you might be there. I opened my eyes. The anguish overwhelmed me. I closed them again, and I pictured your soul soaring free. It all seems so real. It all seems so real. I know it's because I just wished it were real. All I could feel, all I could feel was my pain. How I wished you were real. I wish I could hug everyone in this group. Grief is isolating and lonely, despite it being a human condition related to deep love. We've lost a piece of our heart and soul. Even though we may know of others suffering with grief, the loneliness lies in our own personal loss and longing. When my son died, I resented anyone telling me they understood how I felt and that time would heal. Those statements made me angry. They didn't understand the depth of my pain. But looking back, I appreciated the words from people who had survived their grief. I have a memory. I received a card from a friend of my mother's, whom I didn't know. She had lost her young son many, many years earlier when he was hit by an ice cream truck. I can't recall what she wrote on her card, but I was touched that she felt compelled to reach out to me. I'd like to be a light that could lead you through the darkness of grief. There is no timetable. Even though I've reached a place I call healing, I still easily cry over the losses in my life. I don't believe in comparing grief. I used to, but then I realized, how does one measure pain and what benefit is there? If you've lost a spouse, a parent, a friend, a pet, you're welcome here. I just hope my lessons from navigating my own personal losses will be helpful for you. Even though I've lost a child, and that is the grief that I often talk about, I've encountered many other losses that have led me down that familiar path of grief. And later on, I will talk about some of them. I like to consider myself a song gardener. I love that metaphor. I passionately grow songs, cultivating the musical seeds that I collected when I was a young girl. My song garden is filled with many varieties and versions of my songs, and I appreciate all of them. So Real was an unfinished song that I began writing when I was only 17 years old. But after I rediscovered music, it was one of the first songs I wanted to revise. The original theme was that of a breakup song, and I remembered the melody for the chorus, but not the verses. I decided to change the theme to one about grief, I wrote new verses and a bridge. This was very exciting, and it gave me confidence to think that maybe I was capable of even writing a new song. After composing So Real, I went on to write other songs with lyrics that were more hopeful and comforting. It was a gradual process that clearly followed my grief journey. Even though I remember the shock after my son died, the words for this song fit well for my fresh grief of losing my mother to dementia. I couldn't call or speak to her anymore. We had been so close. I was very depressed because she was drifting out of my life. I know there's an official list of grief stages, and recently I read this on a grief-related website. The stages of grief are the beginning, the middle, and the rest of your life. While I do agree that grief has a lifelong effect, grief shaped and transformed my life, but I'm not suffering anymore. That's a very important statement that I want to reinforce during this course. I didn't have a choice when my loved ones passed, but I believe every person can make choices that can help him or her through the darkness of their grief. When I was deeply grieving, I searched for ways to find comfort. I read many books, and I developed this ability to connect to anyone who had experienced grief. The bereavement club was one I never planned on joining, but it did help me. As I share the things that helped me cope with my grief, it's important to emphasize that my ideas are based on my personal experience. Everyone is different, and on your journey, having the willingness to seek comfort is a big step. For me, the most important point was to hold on to my love, especially self-love, because this led to self-care. That was challenging when I felt like I was dying inside. Unfortunately, grief is the loneliest journey anyone could ever take. Until I went through it, I was clueless. After my angry stage of grief, I was more able to excuse well-meaning people who said hurtful things. They just had no idea. It's very difficult to simply accept something that is unbearable and unacceptable. All I could do was adjust to my loss. Unfortunately, grief and I know each other well. When my son died, someone replaced him. My new companion was named Grief. Grief was cruel. I hated grief's company. Grief haunted me and celebrated my pain. One day, I was able to push grief aside. It was a difficult adjustment. I felt guilty about it because I thought that grief was the only thing I had left of my son. His name was hardly ever mentioned anymore by anyone, including me. But I got over it. I decided I had suffered enough. I didn't miss grief, and I felt strong being on my own. The greatest surprise that happened was when I realized I was never alone. My son reappeared and returned to me in a different way. This time, I was no longer tortured. I was filled with our love. I remember many different stages I went through while grieving. Sometimes they even shifted throughout my day. I'd like to share my own list of stages with two words for each one. 1. Shock, disbelief. 2. Sorrow, despair. 3. Anger, doubt. 4. Numbness, zombie land. And 5. Healing, transformation. I chose So Real for this first lesson because my lyrics express that first stage of grief, the feeling I remember of waking up in shock and realizing my son was gone forever. Waking up was unbearable. Sleep was my escape from the anguish of grief, if I was so fortunate to fall asleep. I did not want to wake up. I would lie in bed wishing my life were over. I begged for relief from the anguish and wondered why I had to live with that level of pain. It seemed endless, and I never believed it was possible that I would ever be happy again. During that stage of shock and disbelief, my existence was out of the land of the living. I marched to a different beat than other people because my thoughts were repetitive and anguished. It was a plodding existence at best. All of my energy was forced into simply surviving. In order for me to process my shock at the beginning of my grief journey, I found myself replaying my son's death over and over. I called it the opera of his death. I lived with it for years and years. It had no melody or music. It was like continuously living a nightmare over and over again. The last line of So Real goes, "All I could feel was my pain. How I wish you were real. I ached for that wish every moment of my day. How I wanted to go back to the life I had before he died." A lot of my songs are related to grief because it's something I have in my past. And this first song is not just about grief. It's about the worst part of grief, the beginning, where you're in total shock and you don't believe it. And you go to bed if you can sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, you have to face it. So that's what my song is about. It's called So Real. Eventually, a day came when my tears over Jason dried up. I wasn't carrying intense sorrow, but I wasn't a happy person. I was in a place I call zombie land, where I plodded through my life with numbness. It's a different kind of numbness than the beginning stage of grief. It's almost like I was dead inside. But then as music filled up my life, I started feeling more emotional and the deadness subsided. It was scary to feel again, but I learned that avoiding pain simply caused me to feel nothing. When music came into my life, there was a huge shift. Suddenly, I looked forward to waking up every day to sing and play my guitar. I felt joyful and excited about life. And what a contrast that was to when I didn't want to wake up in the morning to face the loss of my son, the theme of So Real. I can now accept that my son's death was real. I've lost both my parents and close friends. I'll always miss them. But in my heart, they're still real for me. The memories and love stay with me until my last breath. My loved ones live on in my music and songs. Hypnotherapy has helped me greatly in my life. My subconscious carries pain and trauma from my past, but my conscious mind has the ability to choose thoughts that enable me to feel better. This hypnotherapy tenet has been true for me. Thoughts equal feelings. Early on in my grief, I couldn't control my repetitive thoughts as I replayed the death over and over, but later on, I was able to replace painful stories in my head with uplifting images or statements. An example in So Real is when I say, "I opened my eyes and the anguish overwhelmed me. I closed them again and I pictured your soul soaring free." The image of my son's soul soaring free gave me comfort and moved me beyond my sadness. With this lesson, I've described my experience during the beginning stages of grief. Every stage of grief is overwhelming and horrible. I remember well how I couldn't have a conversation or relate to anyone outside of grief for a long time. I couldn't follow a movie on the screen, watch television. People would be speaking, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. Bring awareness to those moments when you're numb and unable to focus, and know that it is temporary. If you're able to, find ways to adjust your thoughts. You can replace painful memories with sweeter ones. Close your eyes, and I wonder what image you might find that could help you feel better. If this is too challenging right now, extend great compassion to yourself as much as you can. Your heart is broken and bleeding. Sometimes we cope by doing things that are harmful to our body and our spirit. Self-care was so important for my healing. Remember, you are worthy. Please be compassionate with yourself.